So I want to talk a little bit about this topic I brought up today with a client. It's a topic I'm going to bring up a lot. Self-love. Self-love is the root of everything. Everything spiritual, everything light is love. And, you know, a lot of us have a hard time understanding what self-love really is. You walk up to most people and say, I love myself, I love who I am. Or they'll say, love myself, that sounds a little selfish, you know, self-centered. Self-love is beautiful. Self-love is how we heal ourselves and how we heal the world. Self-love is how we manifest exactly what it is that we want into our world. So if you're one of those people who are saying, I love myself, the first question I have for you, how are you at receiving compliments? Okay, this is a really quick way to understand if there's a lack of self-love. Do you receive compliments? I'm sure most of you are saying, I could take a compliment, sure, I say thank you. And others say, I don't know, yeah, you know, like gut drops. And goes, oh, really, no, you know, I'll take a compliment. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, but I mean, I just at the same time, like, I mean, you should see me on these other days where I don't look so pretty, or you know, like one of those things, like, oh my God, your hair's so gorgeous, and you're like, oh, thanks, like, I guess, but it's so thin, or it's so, you know, it's just the color is not right. A lot of the time, we don't do well at accepting just a compliment. So, this shows me there's some room for self-love. One of the things that I found triggered self-love was the difference between the mind and the heart. The heart is emotion. This is where you feel love, not in the mind. You could say all day long, I love myself. Hey, you're really beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. The lack of genuine, just, oh, thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you. Most of us take a compliment with the intent to reply. Think about that. How often do we listen with the intent to reply? Do you ever feel like, ask yourself this honestly, do you ever feel like someone stops you and says, oh my gosh, I love that jacket, or hey, you're such a good friend, and you go, oh, thank you so much, you're so sweet. It's immediate. It's almost like programmed into your head to respond. To respond like, oh, thank you, with no room to think about it, no room to soak it in. It's almost like over time it becomes ingenuine, right? You know when that ingenuine feeling happens, especially when you're on this journey of enlightenment, you're seeking authentic, just raw, true connection. And when someone is quick to compliment you and you are quick to receive it, ask yourself, are you receiving it in the mind and going, oh, thank you, that's great? Or are you receiving it in your heart? I started taking my compliments differently. I went from, oh, you like my hair, thanks. I mean, lately it's just been kind of shitty, but I did it today. You should see what it looks like when I don't do it. It kind of looks crappy. You know, some sort of like backhanded way to take the compliment. I wasn't really comfortable with compliments. Over time, when I developed more self-love, I started to say, oh my gosh, thank you, you're so sweet. And really, I did appreciate that. That was very nice of them, and I recognize that. But even that is mental, not emotional. My response lately has been, when someone says, oh my gosh, you know, your hair is gorgeous, thank you. I'm going to take a moment to soak that in. And I go home and I write it in my journal, okay? I am not so rushed to respond. Someone might say, you know what, Caitlin, you're a really amazing friend. And I stop and I look at them and I don't reply. Sometimes I just stop and I just feel it. Sometimes I wait for a moment and I just say, you know what? I'm going to take a moment to really soak that in. That felt really good. And then I soak it in. If you don't know where it is in the mind and in the heart, this is a huge example in your life, because honestly, you're going to be living so far in your mind. You're going to be in such a place where you're always in your mind, always in your mind. When you feel it in your heart, you're going to know it. Here's an exercise to feel it in your heart. This is great. This is a great exercise because it not only gives you self-love, which will be reflected back to you pretty much immediately, and we'll go over this again in another topic, in another section, but an example of self-love. I know a friend who is absolutely an extraordinarily girl. She's just an extraordinarily amazing, caring, heartfelt, beautiful woman. And I felt her disconnect between her mind and her heart, something I often have and I see very often in a lot of people. I asked her, what makes you you? Now, I don't mean, okay, you have a master's degree, you are successful, you own your own house, you're beautiful, you're good looking, right? You are successful, you're smart, book smart, super book smart. These things don't make you who you are. They're in your head. What makes you who you are? What separates you from the world? What is so irreplaceable about you? So with this person, I immediately was like, I know you. I know you very well. You're very caring. She goes, oh yeah? I said, yeah, absolutely. In fact, in the last 48 hours, you were heartbroken. Absolutely heartbroken. And in the middle of your day, you stopped to ask me how my recent leg injury is doing. Who in the world stops at a time when they're hurting to ask how someone else is doing? That is so uniquely, genuinely you. This is why people love you. This is why your family follows you, why friends want to be around you. Where in the last 48 hours did you do this again? Suddenly she's like, well, I got a coffee for a coworker who was tired. And you know, I also offered a woman to help carry her bags in who looked like she was struggling. I was like, wow, that is so thoughtful and so caring. So incredibly caring. What else? And she says, well, and I said, I got one for you. Crazy part, she has a hard time thinking about what makes her so amazing. I said, you're a good listener. I know this girl's a good listener. I could literally call her at 2:00 in the morning and be like, oh my God, my life's falling apart, listen. And she'll listen. She's one of those friends that I could sit down at any time in my life or hers and say, hey, I need someone to just listen. And she'll always be ears for me to talk to. I asked her, where recently have you been ears for someone to talk to? She's like, well, my mom called me the other day. She's having a hard time. I was like, wow, you know, you're listening to me right now. You're listening to me talk right now, right? It takes so much courage. So many people listen to with the intent to reply. She's listening because she cares. She's taking a moment to listen because it's genuine. And when she listens, it makes me feel, oh, what a good friend. You're a good friend. That's another thing. Put that on your list. How are you a good friend? What I challenged her to do was think, connect with her heart. And from this place, I asked her, how are you feeling in this moment? And her eyes watered. And she was like, I feel really good. And I was like, amazing, right? Now if I look you in the face and I say, you know, you're a remarkable friend, I guarantee you, you're going to look at me and you're going to stop and it's going to feel far different than it was even 10 minutes ago when I was like, hey, you're a good friend. And you're like, thanks. You know what I mean? That's not taking and receiving the compliments. She's at a place where she's receiving the compliment now. So this does two things. How much do you love yourself? And where you don't, fill that gap in. Realize your worth. Realize that no matter how much you succeed or how much, you know, creativity you have in your life, which are all great things, they don't make you you. We get so out of touch with our hearts. We live so much in our minds with the society today, consumer America. It's what we do. Anytime we have an emotion and we don't know how to deal with it, we go to the outside world for answers. When you were a baby and you cried, there's a pacifier in your face. And we've been doing that since we were kids. We weren't necessarily taught how to deal with our emotions. When we have explosions, we're put on timeout. Not, what does this mean? How do you feel? Let's talk about that. We weren't taught in school how to deal with our emotions. And this directly creates a lack of self-love, because the moment you feel emotion, you don't know what to do with it. You go outside of it. Outside of it can be food, addiction, you know, shopping, a lot of work, sex. It could be a million things just to deal with what's going on inside. One way to get connected to yourself is to trigger that emotion back into your heart. Anchor it back into your heart by realizing that you've been living in your mind. You've been on autopilot. We've been on autopilot. Restore that. So every day for 5 days, just for 5 days, 5 minutes, 5 days, that's it. Go home, pull out that beautiful journal of yours, and take a moment to write down what makes you you. It could be one word, maybe two. I'm a good listener. I'm a listener. I'm caring. I'm funny. In a room full of people who might be having a hard day, no matter what kind of day I have, I can walk right into that room and make someone smile. These are qualities that make you a beautiful human. Get connected with that heart space again. I guarantee you, you'll feel it. List it. Take a sheet of paper out. On the left side of that paper, list every day two things, just two. On the right side of that paper, list at least two names that you can relate that to. I'm a helper. Tammy and Bob. I'm a good listener. Coworker. The girl at Starbucks. Whatever it is, write down who you listen to that day and get emotionally connected. Because we have to, what's the right words for this? In order to anchor anything in that we want through our lives, it has to come through emotion. Feel it. It's a really beautiful experience. I actually talked to this girl today, and when we spoke about this, she's like, wow, this makes so much sense. I mean, her eyes watered too, and she's just like, wow, like I haven't stopped to love me. I'm telling everybody in the world I love me. And I just cried for a moment, because I forgot how good it felt in that moment to love me, genuinely, with the heart, not with the mind. I'm going out tonight with a bunch of people and I want to look amazing. I went, awesome. This is exactly where you apply this, okay? Because in a room full of people, I'm sure you heard it before, there's gorgeous people and you see it on the outside. You see it. When a girl like her walks in, sure of herself, not on this level where she's told, I'm amazing, like that kind of stuff, that's denial. When you really feel it in your heart space, when you stop to take a compliment and you don't reply immediately, and you just soak it in, who cares what they think? That person, that love, that's what people stop for. That's a head turner. So I said, when you walk into this room tonight, first of all, you'll look gorgeous. But who's concerned with the outside room, right? Walk in there with that mindset. You're not lying to yourself. You know you're an amazing human being. Be in that space. Be in your heart space where you know it. When you walk in that room, watch heads turn at you. It's energy. When someone is connected to who they are, when they have confidence, not in a cocky way, not let me throw it in your face, not in a desperate way. It can look desperate if it's not genuine. It's energy. People feel energy. When you walk in there with that sense of honest, good love, and you make eye contact with someone, they're going to feel it. You'll be one of the most beautiful humans in that room. Not only that, you can shine that light into everyone else around you because you are an example. And that's the kind of people you want to anchor into your room. Even if you are out single and you want that guy in the corner to look at you, do you really want him to look at you because you're the hottest girl in the room? Or do you want him to look at you because you're genuinely beautiful? Be that showstopper for yourself. Love yourself and watch who gravitates to you. So this tool can be used throughout your life. And it's used for so many reasons. But I want you to take 5 days. That's it. 5 days. 5 minutes a day. Two qualities that make you you. Something special that makes you you. Not talents or things you can adapt, but things that make you you inside. List them. Names of the people that helped you and watch the list. Just spend 5 minutes doing this and maybe take note how you feel. On the fifth day, I want you to see what happens around you. I want to ask yourself how you feel. Do you feel more connected? Most people who do this exercise immediately felt like, wow, I didn't even realize I was disconnected. Because somehow in this moment, I feel so present. So I'm really excited for this for you. Give it a moment, work with it. And I really hope this exercise serves you well.